Good morning. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7 says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up." Many of you know that my dad was a Methodist minister, and probably a lot of you don't know that when you're a preacher's kid, you have certain things that you have to behave and that you have to do. So I thought I would give you a couple of little instances of some situations that arose, and then I just have a little reading. But so funny. We were going to get ready for communion, and back then they didn't do the bread or whatever like we do. They used these little round discs. Some of you have heard this story before, but they used these little round discs. Well, my two brothers and I found these little discs in my dad's top drawer. Now, what we were doing in there, I have no idea. But we ate them all. We thought they were cool, and we ate them. Unfortunately, communion was the next day. And so my dad, I don't really actually know what he ended up using, but he did not have his little communion wafers to eat. Another thing that happened was when I was in junior choir, and the junior choir would sit up in front of the church and sing just like the regular chancel choir, except that I had learned how to fold bulletins to make boats. And so I folded all the kids' bulletins all during my dad's sermon, not realizing that you could hear this paper rustling over the entire congregation all during his sermon. And the final thing was my dad was up preaching, and as he always did on Sunday, and all of a sudden, out of the clear blue, my little brother Jim, who was around 3, got away from my mother and ran up the aisle screaming, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." So my dad just lifted him up, sat him on the pulpit, and continued with his sermon without even missing a beat. So, and what did my dad do during all those 3 things? Absolutely nothing. By God's grace, he did not kill us when we ate all of his little things. He did not ground me when I did all those things with the bulletins, and he was perfectly fine with my little brother sitting up there. So he was a wonderful Christian man. He did not enter the ministry till he was 34 years old. And so he had a wonderful job in a bank and became a minister and was a minister for 35 years. So this little thing that I have chosen to read kind of reminds me of my dad. It's called My Father's Voice in Prayer, and it's by Mae Hastings Nottage. "In the silence that falls on my spirit, when the clamor of life loudest seems, comes a voice that floats in tremulous notes far over my sea of dreams. I remember the dim old vestry, and the old hymnals thrill with the memory still of my father's voice in prayer. I can see the glance of approval as my part in the hymn I took. I remember the grace of my mother's face and the tenderness of her look. And I knew that a gracious memory cast its light on that face so fair as her cheeks flushed, O mother, my saint, at my father's voice in prayer. 'Neath the stress of that marvelous pleading, all childish dissensions died. Each rebellious will sank and conquered and still in a passion of love and pride. Ah, the years have held dear voices, and the melodies tender and rare, but the tenderest seems the voice of my dreams, my father's voice in prayer." So, I have a little poem just to end this little talk today by Helen Kitchen Evans. "Lord, we thank you for our fathers who have gathered here today to praise your holy name. For giving them strength and courage, we thank you for our fathers who have loved us so well, clothed us, fed us, and educated us, now that we get a chance to tell. To tell them how much we love them, to tell them how much we care, to tell them that we are ever so grateful because they were always there." Happy Father's Day.